The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down, episode 329. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Red Murdoch. What up? And Brian Monjoma.
Hey, hey, hey.
What is going on, people? Yo, no Adam. I don't know what's going on with either way. Wrestling, right? Some bullshit.
I gotta watch the NXT.
Gotta watch NXT.
Gotta watch the NXT, yo.
Damn, we already got 14 heads in here. What's up, man?
Sup, sup?
Now, you know why they're here, though. They want to see me make a fool out of myself, you know?
Oh. I'm a fiending.
What are you talking about, Tony? Some of the people may be asking. I'll talk about that in a bit, but... First things first, just to give you a heads up, yo, tonight's show, I mean, we got a good show, obviously, it's thrown out, but news is dry as fuck this week, bro. But I'm going to debase myself at the end of the show, man. Basically, if you guys have seen some people, let me put myself large screen, hello. Some people have gotten this, like, big Outriders care package, got beer, you know, controls, all this other shit. I got it too, right? But the thing that's going on right now is, this is Danny Pena. This is his fault. He, like, tried out the hot sauce that comes with it, and he's daring content creators I got it to try it. So, at the end of the show, I'm going to try this shit. It's going to be fucking brutal, you know? So, get ready for that. I'm going to make a fool of myself. I would do it right now at the top of the show, but I need to host this thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could take it out and just let Manny host it, but I need to host this thing. So I will, you know, I'll drink this. This is the Outriders Pyromancer Thermal Bomb Sauce. And I hear it is hot as fuck. And I'm already a pussy when it comes to hot stuff. So it should be fun. Before we start, I do want to show you some of the goodies that came with this care package. So they sent me a couple coasters and four of them, you know. So this is these are all the ranks and stuff. This is the one I use now because I'm a pyromancer in the game. So I don't know the names of all these, but these are all the coasters. Really cool. You know, they're thick, you know.
Those are like leather coasters.
Yeah, they are leather, actually. They're very, very good, you know. So dope stuff there. I also got a pen, which is came inside of this. This is an unboxing right now, you know.
Yo, man, this is what we could call a throw down unboxing.
There you go. Put that on. Yeah, man, I'm doing that. Yeah, throw down unboxing. We could make a video out of this. I also have a Xbox Game Pass code to give away. I'm going to just drop this randomly during the stream tonight, give it to you guys.
Oh,
you know, should be cool.
Crazy.
I also got what's inside of this? I know what it is, obviously, but I'll let you guys guess what it is.
What is it?
Oh, Xbox controller.
Yo,
Xbox
man,
Series
how many?
X controller.
Oh man, how many of those shits do you got?
I got two. This is my second one.
Okay, I was gonna say you got like 10.
I got this is my second one. This is the Pyromancer. What's up, Brett?
I was just saying that thing is dope looking.
It looks a little fucking legit, right? So got that, and I will be drinking this tonight during the course of the show. The Voodoo Ranger. Outriders Enoch IPA. I know some people don't. I know some people don't like IPAs. I'm like, it's fucking beer, dude. I'll drink it as long as it gets me drunk.
Voodoo,
you know,
Voodoo Ranger is actually a real brand. It's actually not bad. I've had that before.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense because I saw some people talking about it. I was like, are the Voodoo Rangers inside of fucking Outriders? You know, so there you go. Hazy IPA is the shit. Who says that? I just want to bring this up at the top because, you know, if you guys saw my tweets earlier this week, I haven't exactly been very receptive allowed writers. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a standard looter shooter, right? So people are like, oh, Tony, you got all this shit. Now you're going to give this game a good review. Keep in mind that I got a really cool care package from Godfall, and I gave that the worst review I've ever done. So that shit don't sway me, man. If the game's trash, I'm going to trash it. Although Outriders is way better than Godfall, you know? It's at least trying to, you know, do something cool. So here's to you guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
And, oh, it tastes like Samuel Adams. Just more cherry. Is that what IPA is? Just Samuel Adams shit? I don't know, whatever.
No, it's much stronger
than Samuel. It's good. It's good stuff, man. Again, it's alcohol, bro. I don't give a fuck. As long as it gets me drunk, you know? I'm picky about a lot of shit. Food, music, games. Alcohol, not so much, you know? As long as it's not Sambuca, I'm good. Sambuca, I can't stand that fucking shit. But I still drink it, though. I'll still drink it, you know? Oh, man. I do want to give a shout out to Danny for this. I think he saved my life tonight, right? Because he suggested, he told me, get some kind of meat, some kind of food, and put the hot sauce on it. Because what I was going to do is I was going to take a shot glass and take a shot. I was like, Tony, don't do that. And I'm seeing some of the reactions of other people. Like, I think that's probably the, By the way, I just did something I hate. I hate when I'm watching a YouTube video and motherfuckers in the middle of a sentence stop to take a drink. I literally just did that right now. Now I understand.
Yo, man, you YouTuber. Yo, man, what you doing?
Yo, man, YouTubing on Yubes, man. It's crazy. All right, let's get to the show, man. Hold on. We got a podcast. Perfect, because I still got to set up. Hello, Brett. How have you been, sir?
Yeah, not too bad.
Actually, tell us about your cat. What's the cat's name? How long have you had the cat?
Okay.
I need to fill in time, bro. Go ahead.
This is Fisher. I've had him for about 2 years. My aunt got him for me. Her name was Deborah Fisher, and felt like naming the cat after her. So that's it. This is the rambunctious, curious one. He's actually currently sitting here watching the screen. He's very interested in what Tony's doing.
Oh.
Specifically.
Hey, listen, I'm a captivating guy, man.
Yeah, you can see him. He's just staring. He's just watching you, Tony.
Hey, kitty, you want some of this IPA? Give it to you. Get you fucked up, you know? I like that. That's a very attentive cat, man. He's just chilling, you know?
Yeah.
But wait, he's the one you always yell at. No, no.
Oh, yeah, he's always climbing on shit.
It's hilarious.
The whole world is mirror's edge to him.
I remember, what was it, a couple weeks ago, fucking Brett had himself on mute, and you see him, like, pointing off screen, yelling, like, that's a cat yell. He's yelling at a cat. You could tell, man. Yelling at a fucking cat, you know? And I'm not even a cat owner. I'm like, I know exactly what he's doing. All right. There we go. All right, man. So get some news, man. And Brett, I got some bad news for you, man.
Uh-oh.
Deathloop. Yeah. Delayed, baby. Another one. Another delay.
This is good, man.
Yeah.
Do what you need.
Do what you got to do. Well, I mean, we're going to get more into it a little bit, but let's see if I have their same. Okay, I'm going to read this from the Arkane Studios. We've made the decision to delay the launch of Deathloop to September 14th, 2021. We are committed to quality and preserving our team's ambitions for Deathloop while ensuring the health and safety of everyone at Arkane. Talking about the Rona there. We'll be using this extra time to accomplish our goal, create a fun, stylish, and mind-bending player experience. We apologize for the extended wait, and thank you all for your passion and excitement. It is the fuel that powers our creativity and our hard work. We can't wait to show you Deathloop soon. All right, so that was from game director Dinga Bakaba, art director Sebastian Milton, and the Lion team. So good stuff. Brett, you're the most hype for this game on the podcast, so what are your thoughts?
Take the time to do it right. I mean, I really hope that Cyberpunk becomes kind of a watershed kind of thing where, you know, people definitely want to stay away from the public backlash, and that they're actually starting to fear the public backlash a little bit instead of throwing just crap game after crap game at us and like, we'll trick them into it. It's probably not even that big. It's probably just the game needs more time to be finished, and it's nice to see people, you know, having integrity and then standing behind their work. And, you know, it's ambitious in this day and age, so kudos to you, and it's all good as long as you deliver a game that is good. I mean, it doesn't even have to be fantastic. Just, you know, I don't want to sit there and be like, I waited X amount of months for fucking this.
So yeah.
Make the game good.
Yeah, this is what I think is going on. I'm going to just combine all it all. Yeah, Cyberpunk, that's one of the main ones right there. After that disaster, you know, every developer, publisher looked at him like, that's not going to be us. So they decided to, that's what we're saying, so many delays, right? That's the first part. The other part is, and this is probably the main one, right? And a lot of people say, oh, no, that's not an excuse. No, it is. We're now seeing the full ramifications of a year of lockdown. You know, it's not easy, you know, doing these games from home. I know it can be done. We've still seen games released, but now we're seeing more and more delays because it makes sense. We had a full year, literally a full year of this. So I see that. So I think it's both of those things. We'll talk about some of the crazy conspiracy theories in a while. Manny, did you say you had a third theory, or was it Carlos? One of you guys had a third theory about this.
Oh no, well the third one is it's what we sort of been saying. Yeah, the third thing is what we sort of been saying before. It's like, number one, and this may not exactly be fully there, but the number one, it's the fact that there's not enough consoles out there. How many PlayStation consoles are there? And there's what was there? 10% of them are in scalpers' hands. Not to mention, you can't currently go get a next gen console anywhere. In most places, they've been out of stock with very little quantity every so often showing up at a store. I mean, I went to a Best Buy not long ago. They didn't have any PlayStations or Xboxes there. So my guess is they're probably holding a lot of this shit back because they're going to be releasing to nothing. They're going to be releasing to maybe not a lot of people who have the console. They want to do it at the point when there's the most potential for them, you know, for people to actually play the game. And that's what I think. I think it's not only the Rona, it's not only wanting to give the devs time, but it's also, think about how much money these guys are spending. And if they release it now or release it when it was originally supposed to be released, there would probably, they'd probably not get their money back. Who knows? I mean, like, what was it? Didn't Jim Ryan say that the games weren't doing as well as they expected?
Not that the attach rates aren't what they expected.
Yeah, the attach rates aren't what they expected. So what's going on? It's because of this shit. So I'm thinking everybody's going to be holding all their stuff back. And what we're going to see right now, I'm going to say this, we're just going to see remakes and indie games with the scant few of actually new games.
Yeah.
Next year is probably the next time we're going to start seeing some new, we're going to see some new shit.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was telling people, like, it does suck that we have new consoles, no new games, but it means that in 2022, you're going to get a ton of games. So be patient. The games will come. And they're going to be, hopefully, in good working order. You know, we won't have another Cyberpunk situation.
Yeah, Ed? There's that. And but I mean, here's the thing. Like, you know, I know you're saying like, you wait. You know what? It's almost like, why the fuck did I waste all this money on this goddamn new console?
I agree.
Ain't nothing for it.
I bought a PS5 and I'm like, I'm the first person to tell somebody you can wait.
I would. I mean, if I, you know, again, I don't usually buy, new consoles on day one in date anyway, because there's nothing that I really want to play at that point in time. But you think about it, most of the people right now are just playing old games with a patch or some indie or in whatever indie games come out.
Yeah, because there's no new games right now.
No new games right now.
Yeah. But again, so, for the reason we stated before, go ahead, bro.
So I got stuff to say.
Uh oh.
You saying yo?
And I gotta start it off with a question.
Yeah. Why is it?
Why is it? So how long can we give studios a pass for COVID? The reason I asked this question is because the first it got delayed August of 2020, right?
Yeah.
Because of COVID, it took, you know, 8 months into the year, and maybe what, like 5 months into Rona, to understand that this game's not going to be ready. That's understandable. Pandemic, you didn't foresee that thing. You know, it messed a lot of stuff up. So they delayed it to Q2 2021. Okay, then they delayed it Oh, no, then they gave it a date, a specific date. It was like May 21st or something like that. It was going to 2021 that the game's going to release. And then they delayed it again. And they gave the same reasoning. And it's like, well, for the health and security of our employees, you know, we're delaying this game. It's like, bro, either the game's not ready, either the game's ready or it's not. Like, we know Rona happened. We get, you know, that's, we understand that you had to delay it in the first place because of it. That's understandable. But after a certain amount of time, you understand what circumstances you're in, and you have to, you know, make sure that you're foretelling when your game's going to be ready by then, or if not, don't give a release date. That's my biggest issue with the whole thing. I agree. Make the game available when it's ready. You don't want a Fallout 76. You don't want a Cyberpunk, or you don't even want a Craiggate where the game isn't ready in the trailer that they showed, and they got criticism for that. So my whole thing is, we're all going through this thing, and it's not like for example, I'm a software developer. I'm working from home. All of my other peers are remote, so we're all working from the testing team to the development team to the customer. Everyone's remote. I haven't seen a single person from work in more than a year now. And I'm still delivering my deliverables on time. Whether there is a delay on something is understood. But after a year and still using it as an excuse to keep delaying a game, like just be upfront about it and say, hey, our game isn't ready. We have a lot of bugs. It's not playable, or where there's this mission that we're still need to solve. Like, I think it's better to go that way instead of, no, we're looking after the health and safety of our employees. I'm like, don't give me that bullshit. Just don't. It's not ready. The game's not ready. Just say that.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't want to just jump the gun and tell them, like, no, stop lying or whatever, because we're still dealing with it even now. But at the same time, I agree with you. Stop giving definitive release dates. Just say it's going to come out when it comes out. Just say that, you know. But at the same time, I don't know if do they have to do this because of the shareholders. I'm not sure, man. I agree. It's like, let's say that, because it's probably not realistic to say don't do it. I would prefer if they don't give a release date. You know, I think that'd be better.
And Brett always mentions this scenario with the Fallout 4 situation. It's like, they said, hey, during E3, hey, Fallout 4 is coming out 4 months from now. And it came out 4 months from then. That was that's the perfect scenario every time. And now we're getting into these situations where the game's going to release next year. Oh, it's getting delayed till the following year. Oh, no, it's going to get delayed till, you know, 2 months from now. Oh, no, it's going to get delayed 3 months after that. So it's like, it's just an, like, consistent, perpetual, like, delayed, you know, and it doesn't really help anybody. It makes people expect your game even less, because it's like, oh, it's gonna get delayed again, you know. That's why I gave shit to the Cyberpunk team, because they couldn't even hold a firm to a freaking patch, and they blamed it on the Rona. I'm like, what? Like, the whole reason why your game sucks is because of the Rona. And then you would say you gave a definitive time frame of when the first patch is going to come out, but then you delayed that because you said the Rona.
To be fair, though, they did release the first patch in January. It's just the second one. They were like, oh, we don't know.
No, they released the hot fix.
No, the first major patch came in January. I remember I was tweeting up, I was like, yo, January is like over in 3 days. Where is this fucking thing? And then they released it, you know?
The patch that I'm talking about is patch 1.2, I believe. The one that came out like last week.
Oh, yeah. That one was delayed. Yes.
That one was promised earlier than
when it's February. It's supposed to be February.
Yeah. If you don't know when your shit's going to be ready, just don't give definitive dates.
But what about if things just go wrong? It happens, right? You're a software developer. Doesn't shit just unexpectedly go wrong sometimes?
Well, I mean, I haven't experienced that, but if it's something like the Rona, you knew a year ahead of time. There's already that buffer when the Rona happened, when the world went to shit and everyone had to work from home. That was March of 2020. It's fucking April of 2021. Yeah. You already know what you already know the obstacles ahead, and people have already adjusted for all of this shit. So, look, I don't have any issues with delaying the game if it's not ready. Just say it's not ready.
Yeah, I hear you.
Stop using that guise as a blanket statement for everything. If you're cheating on your wife, what do you say? Oh, it's a Rona. my dog ate it. It's the fucking Rona.
Oh man, Chris, what are your thoughts, bro?
You know, I somewhat agree with Carlos in that it's irresponsible to put out release dates to try to placate investors, and at the same time, you full well know what your roadmap is and what your delays are, what's blocking you and all that. And so you know what your timetable actually is, but then you start putting out dates and then have to apologize and then fish for excuses. Like, you know, saying the excuse, you should have figured out your process to work around it. So he's right in that respect. Now, yes, do they want to save face with investors? Sure. Like, you have to give them something, but at the same time, give them something realistic. Don't start putting out 3 month or 6 month, like kicking the can down the road. Oh, don't worry, we'll make this quarter, guys, for sure. Don't worry about it. And then you're like, oh, well, you know what? You know, my PCR test didn't come back so good. We're going to push it down 6 more months, you know, so that's not a good excuse anymore.
Brian, thoughts?
Again, I find it very difficult to argue with Carlos's logic and reasoning here. It's very difficult to argue. But then at the same time, I'm in the camp of no one wants another Cyberpunk. So if they need to delay it, then delay it. But yeah, they should have been more transparent as to the reasons why, rather than just reusing the same ones. Because again, it does seem rather odd that you delay the game a few times for the same reasons. It's like, really? Like, so when you initially delayed it, what was the reason then, you know? Right. So yeah, it is just one of those things where you can't keep using the same reason over and over. So I think maybe the game just wasn't at the point where it should be. So maybe it wasn't fun to play, quote unquote, or things weren't working as expected. So I think that's the reason why. It's not just the Rona. Again, pure speculation here, nothing more.
Yeah, that's all it is. Speaking about speculation, we got to talk about some of the fanboy stuff. I get you guys' thoughts on this crazy fucking rumor I'm hearing flying right now. People are saying that this delay happened because Microsoft forced them to delay the game. Oh, God. What do you guys think about that? They literally said, like, oh, because Bethesda's owned by Microsoft, they force Arcane to delay the game to make PlayStation look bad. Come on. All right, bro.
Just to the end goal here is to make PlayStation look bad?
Yes.
Okay, you guys.
It's fucking dumb, bro. Oh man.
I mean, the game's not only releasing on PS5, it's releasing on PC as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
but no, you got to stick it to play. And then somebody pointed out, like, yo, you realize that this game's a timed exclusive, right? So Xbox is also delaying it for itself then.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Come not on, only man. That. This game was supposed to release in May, and its competition was nothing. And now it's releasing in September, where everything, you know, September, November, October, all that time frame is where most of the games come out anyways, most of the big ones.
Wait, is it Resident Evil dropping in May?
Or Resident Evil, yes. No, Village drops in May.
Oh, right. There you go. Mm.
Oh, there's good of Village.
Yeah. Yeah. Lady Dimitrescu has that month all to herself now. Yo, you guys saw that new trailer they released? God damn, bro.
I'm surprised the special edition was Chris Redfield in the pea coat. Where's the thirsty edition with the 9 foot tall?
Yeah,
that right? She can literally crush you.
Yeah, like yeah. Where's the yeah? You already know, man. You already know. But yeah, Deathloop. There you go. Another, again, man. Delays are fine. You know, delay the game as long as you need to. But I do agree with the sentiment. It's like, stop giving us dates, bro. You know, unless you're really about that life.
I just say I was yelling about this months ago.
Yes, you were. So there you are, man. All right, let's move on to the next.
Okay, can I just jump in like really quickly? Because yes, one of the funny things relating to the lady is that Capcom actually revealed what her shoe size is.
Or what is her shoe size?
Oh, what?
I don't care what her shoe size is. I'm wondering why they did that. And I and you know why. Why
you know
that.
Why. You
and
know why.
Disturbing.
Yeah, you know why, mother. They got too many requests. You know, dude's probably asking her bra size and shit now. You know,
man, so much thirst.
All I'm saying is, you guys saw how, like, I think Hong Kong, one of those countries, like, they have like a 9 foot tall stand of her. My Capcom can make a killing selling those things, man. They're thirsty dudes.
Yeah, you know?
That shit is crazy. The only time I understood the attraction was there's this cosplay girl, Danielle Da Costa, I think her name is. She cosplayed as her. Ooh, she looked hot as fuck. So I'm like, okay, oh, I get it now. Yeah.
Was it the ones that Frankie B was posting?
Yes. Like one of them was like a low angle. She's stomping on you and shit. And then another one is like close. I'm like, okay, I get it now.
Oh, yeah, she did a really good job.
Yeah. No, it was really good. It was really well done, you know? But I just want to know what's going to happen, Brian, when this game, because this game's coming to PC, you know what those modders are going to do, man.
Oh. Yeah, that scares me.
you already know it. And then, you know, yo, by the way, didn't Kotaku had a weird ass article about that?
Oh.
Like they were like, it was something, but it was like, I want her to hurt me or some shit. Like, I'm like, bro.
Kotaku said this?
Something along those lines, you know? Like,
I mean, you know.
I'm not gonna say it, bro.
Oh, by the way,
let's move on before we get into trouble, man.
Tumeke asked a quick question.
Yeah,
he's like, has Pokemon?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Has Pokemon Snap?
Yeah, like, throw out your questions today too, right?
Yeah,
around Snap. Oh, Brian's game of the year, right?
I don't think so. Brian, has it been delayed?
I think it's still not delayed. No, I thought it's, yeah.
No, it's still on time.
Okay, Chris, because you asked, her shoe size is 17.3 inches or 44 centimeters. So she has bigger feet than Shaq.
Oh, dear.
I didn't ask for
Chris! Ask for throwing him under the bus?
Yeah, right?
Damn, Chris, man, I know you're that curious, bruh. You know? Shit. All right, by the way, there was something else where there was an evil this week. Like, there was, like, something called RE Village. It was supposed to come out, then it got delayed.
Oh, the multiplayer? Was it the multiplayer?
Oh, yeah. RE-verse.
Yeah, by the way, shout out to Frankie B, because he was like, hey, you guys have to talk about RE-verse. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then he told me.
The other, you know, it's just like Resistance. It's like, we don't need these multiplayer things. Just give us the main game. I want the story game. I don't care about the other one.
Yeah. Give me the stories.
The stories right now. By the way, sweet about Lady Dimitrescu, there was this like Olympian cosplayer or something. She's the reverse of Lady Dimitrescu, because the lady is 9 foot 6 inches. So this girl is 6 feet 9 inches. Dead ringer for her, you know? Mad tall, you know? But yeah, I'm trying to find this Kotaku article. It's like, this is some really questionable stuff. I mean, I realize it's Kotaku, they always say questionable things, but I was like, bro, you really want to be telling the whole internet that shit, man? I'm just saying. All right, moving on. E3. We're talking about E3 right now. 2021. Mm. So they announced their partners, because they will actually have people displaying stuff. So E3 2021 is going to be happening from, see, dates here, June 12th to the 15th. That's actually starting on a weekend, by the way, which is really unusual. Hmm. And it's going to feature content from Nintendo, Xbox, Capcom, Konami, Ubisoft, Take-Two Interactive, Warner Brothers, and Koch Media. I don't know what Koch Media is. I think I get PR shit from them, but I don't know. So, yeah. So, they I don't think they specify what they're going to be showing. I'll go first because I really have thoughts on this shit. I got thoughts, bro. This is what I think is going to happen. You're going to get some announcements at E3 from these companies, obviously, but they're going to reveal their big guns later on, man, during their own shows or even at the Jeff Keighley thing. Because people are just assuming that, like, oh, they're all under E3. They got to bring their big guns. No, they don't. Like, they could do whatever they want, you know? So, like, Microsoft, I heard that they're supposed to have another event during the summer. You really think they're going to spill all their guts during this thing, E3? Nah, man. They're going to give you something. Don't get me wrong. I don't even think they're going to give you Halo during E3, man. I'm saying it. I don't think they're going to give you Halo. I think you're going to get some stuff, probably some Game Pass stuff, right? Some games coming to Game Pass. Maybe some, no Bethesda stuff either. They're going to say that for their own show. I'm telling you. And same
they're thing holding with, back all their big
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, same thing with Ubisoft. Ubisoft has, Uplay or whatever. They have a name for their events. I forgot what it was. They're going to do shit there. And by the way, you notice who's missing, right? EA and Sony.
Oh yeah,
very interesting. But yeah, I'm saying right now, I think a lot of people are just the memories they have of E3 are clouding them. They think this is gonna be just like the old days. No, it ain't. Those old days are over, baby. It's done. You know, all those companies are gonna show shit off at other shows. Watch. You know, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, the most interesting thing is, so what, is Nintendo back in E3 for technically for the first time in a long time?
Why should they show like one trailer, you know?
Yeah, they're just going to keep, they're just going to show like an hour of the same thing, you know, right. Kind of how like they do at their,
it's going to be Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, you know, like they just have, you know how like they do at the show where they just have the booth that just has one thing in it? That'll be just like this. It'll just be a booth of one thing. It'll just be Pokemon Snap for like 30 minutes.
Hey, they've done that before, you know. Chris, what's your take, man?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have much to add. I agree with you. It's like the shows, and we've said this before, they don't need E3 to do these reveals, especially online reveals. And the juicier stuff, like, I don't think Microsoft's going to take a choice cut of Halo Infinite and show it at E3. They'll wait to do their own thing. That's when they're going to be like, Craig, his new is improved. He's in 4K. And you know, show him. I even have somebody dress up like Craig and everything. But, you know, they're not. Nobody's going to bring their A thing to this. They're just, maybe they'll tease it, but then they'll save it for later, and that's where you get the real news about it. So, eh.
Yeah. I heard a lot of people saying, oh, it's going to be really good that we're going to get like a week of solid gaming news. Like, you realize like Summer Game Fest is still happening, right? You realize that all these other shows are still happening. So what the hell's the point of this shit? You know? Go ahead, Carlos. Well,
and I also wonder to what extent their involvement's going to be. I mean, usually what we think about, not only is the whole, what do you call that? Like the space where everyone walks in and they have a kiosk and stuff like that. Like, they have that, the show floor. But also, for what we see from the outside perspective...
Remember, this is an all-digital show, bro. There's no kiosk, yeah, exactly. Nothing, you know?
No, but I'm saying, like a lot of companies' involvement is a show floor.
Yeah.
But what a lot of people outside of E3 who just, you know, watching from far away, what we care about are the press conferences. And that's where all the big news and the megatons and, you know, all that stuff gets revealed. And I'm wondering, are they even going to have press conferences, or is it just going to be like, hey, we're showing off a game, or you can play a demo of it? You know, like maybe the ESA is going to have a stream, and it's like, okay, so Nintendo, here's a Pokemon Snap. It's going to have this DLC. Play it today or something like that. It's just going to go really quick. Or is it going to be, you know, Microsoft's going to have their own press conference. They're going to show, they're going to maybe a half an hour to an hour, and they're going to show whatever they're going to show. I don't know what, I honestly don't know what they're, what, how involved they're going to be in that way.
Yeah, I don't know. Manny, what do you think?
I agree with it. I think it's just going to be the way it is. I think they're not going to throw out all their eggs in one basket.
And what the hell is Konami going to show?
Right, who they have, you know?
The latest pachinko offerings.
Well, here's the thing. Like, every single year, they've actually have had something to show. I mean, the 2019 was the TurboGrafx-16 thing. And then, there was my game that was in there. And then, you know, last year, I don't know what they showed last year, actually. Yeah, I don't know what they did last year. So, I mean
do they still make Pez?
I mean, yeah, there's still there's a new Pro Evolution Soccer, and I think that one's using Unreal.
Hmm.
So, I mean, they're probably going to show Pro Evolution Soccer. That's a gimme. You know, and then, of course, all the tinfoil hat people are like, oh, they're going to do a Metal Gear remake. So.
People are fucked. By the way, this I didn't have this in the show notes because it's stupid. Cliffy B said, hey, I'm working on something new. Everybody, oh, he's working on another game, bro. And then he comes out. He's like, guys, just because I say I'm working on something doesn't mean it's a game.
How about you? How about Cliffy B just needs to stop, doesn't say a damn thing? What the fuck are you working on, Cliffy B? Who gives a shit? I mean, seriously, you know, if you're not, if it doesn't say fucking Gears of War on it, then who gives a shit? Right?
Oh, man. Tell us how I you mean, really come on, feel, bro.
Come on. Plain and simple. What has that motherfucker done besides Jazz Jackrabbit and Gears of War?
Unreal, man. He did Unreal back in the
day. Did Unreal, whatever. He's working on a new Unreal game? No, he's not. You know, whatever. He's writing his autobiography. That's what he's working on. Don't fucking announce it on Twitter. Because nobody cares.
Oh, man. All right. Do we have anything more to say about E3? I don't know. Told you guys, slow week, bro. You know? Yo, by the way, this beer is a little bit strong. We're like, what the fuck? I'm like,
oh, yeah, no, man, you get loose. You getting sticky.
I'm a little loose. I'm like, what the fuck happened? This is just beer, bro.
What happened?
Man, you getting sticky. IPAs do that.
And what happened?
He told you IPAs were stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like, I think, 7 and 9%.
Oh, maybe that's alcohol. Why. Fuck. Yo, what is the alcohol percentage on this shit?
You didn't look. I love that. Really, just underlines the idea of Tony not caring as long.
Hey,
as
it was free beer, man.
Oh, Brett, I never fucking looked. You know, I just drink it. I don't know. This shit don't say it.
We drank some IPAs when we were in New York.
We drank a lot of shit.
We drank a lot of shit. But Tony didn't check it. He was like, he just drank it.
Like, what you drinking? I'll have that. I always do that. By the way, when we go drinking, like, yo, what are you having? I'll have that. Like, I don't care. You know. All right, let's move on. What's going on? Brooklyn Bear, you know,
there's a lot of people in the chat, man.
Yeah, man, everybody, yeah, because they want to see me make a fool out of myself, you know.
Yeah, man, shout out to Fergus Mills, man.
Yeah, sir, Fergus Mills is the savior. By the way, Fergus, you will be getting me a Nintendo Switch Pro, bro. I'm just saying, because you know that motherfucker's gonna be hard to find, man. All right, let's move on to the next story, you know. This one, I got to throw this in because fucking Chris predicted this shit. So GameStop is going to be selling its own stocks to raise capital. Called it. So Chris, go ahead, man. Say what you got to say because you called this shit on the money, bro.
But I mean, it's a fantastic turn of events for them because like they were completely in the fucking toilet. And I mean, they should go out and find the Wall Street Bets guys and thank them. Because the reason you can raise capital off of your stock is because they screwed over the hedge fund guys that were trying to fuck you over. So the amazing just response of things. Your stock was valued at over $400 at some point. From $4, by the way, their stock was down. I think it hit rock bottom at like maybe around $4 and went up to $430. It's before like all the shenanigans happened and the Nasdaq, they pulled the brakes on it and put in those they put in a high low thing to stop trading.
Yeah, that was bullshit. Stuff.
Yeah, which was bullshit.
Yeah, man, I was there. Not big, but three shares.
And so, you know, I mean, and look what happens now. Reggie gets to walk away. A few more million dollars richer than he is, being on the board for less than a year, and he can just be like, "All right, I'm out of here." A few other guys left him from the board. Everybody there can leave, you know. Like they're just rich, and now they can sell more of the stock to raise capital for the company that was in the fucking hole completely. GameStop was screwed. I like before this, I didn't see them having a chance of surviving. Another year.
This saved GameStop.
Yeah, it did.
Just straight up. I'm just saying, like, I'm asking Chris, like, it sounds like you're saying, and I agree with the sentiment, but you're saying, like, yeah, this is the thing that saved GameStop. It was withering on the vine.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I said, like, they should thank their lucky star. They should come out and be like, they should have let the market ride because you know what? that stock probably would have hit like almost $600 a share, maybe split after that, if they had let everything ride, because it was just going into the stratosphere. And the only reason that they stopped it is because those hedge fund guys cried the blues for the same tactics that they've used for years got used against them, and they fucking cried, and then and they stopped trading it. So, you know, with that aside, just looking at GameStop, they thank their lucky stars because their stock is only valued because these guys not only got it to that point, but they held it, so it held its value, right? And that's why GameStop can sell shares to raise capital because of that.
So it's you have a bunch of smooth-brained apes out there just holding the fucking stock because fuck you, Wall Street.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, they won't sell it. Just so that these guys can get squeezed on the short sell they were trying to do. And they lose money, which is the money now GameStop is gaining by selling their shares. Right? And that's what Reggie could use to sell his shares, and I don't know, buy a country. I don't know what he'll do. You know, fucking the other guys who went, yeah, I'm good now. Yeah, I'm done. I'm out of here. Like, forget Golden Parachute. That shit's made out of platinum.
Oh, man. Another interesting thing that happened with GameStop, they announced, like, a new chair, right? You know, a new guy heading the place, and the stock went up 4%. Instantly. Like, what is that about?
There's actually a belief, like, beyond all the inflation and everything like that, there are a lot of people that have kind of a core belief that GameStop is going to be worth money down the road. And honestly, it's not completely untrue if you really think about it, right? Like, they're reinvigorating the company in a completely different direction. They're bringing a lot of the people from Chewy, and they're building essentially the same business model. They want to be the online retailer for physical goods, right? Because honestly, things like Amazon, a lot of them, they do kind of a shitty job. And things like Amazon has a very limited selection a lot of times. Weirdly enough, you think they're going to be robust and have everything you fucking need. But when you're looking for a certain action figure or a certain pop or a certain collectible or something like that, they don't have it. And actually, that got me thinking, like, well, there's actually nobody around that does that kind of thing. There's a bunch of loot boxes and shit like that. But if you could funnel that all into one site, that actually could be a fairly decent success.
You mean essentially what they were before, ThinkGeek?
Yeah, exactly.
they literally bought
ThinkGeek. Well, ThinkGeek isn't there anymore.
No, they're
they got rid of it.
They're still a part of them. They're just, it's just all one now. Yeah. Like most of them still say ThinkGeek, GameStop on the side of them. So, yeah.
I mean, ThinkGeek was also a bunch of obscure but weird shit. Like, I think they're also kind of cutting more into mainstream. Like, you want a Dragon Ball Z Piccolo pop? Where are you going to find it? You're just going to go to the fucking GameStop website and get it fucking done with.
You can search
through Amazon, you can search through eBay, but honestly, a lot of people don't like buying off eBay. Like, it's a lot of these things haven't really kicked off. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying everybody fucking bow down to your GameStop master or anything like that, but there's a market for it. So the people that are saying that there could be value there, they're not completely out of their minds. Now, will there be market value of what it's running at like now, like $200 or whatever? I don't know. I don't know that much about it. It would have to fucking be like a Tesla thing. But like, yeah, it could, sure. My only point is that it seems a lot like this thing is being traded on wishes and dreams. And a lot of times it is, and it's definitely inflated with a lot of that. But there is some core reason down there. And the guys, you know, on Wall Street Bets and some of the guys that advise and the people buying stock, like, a lot of them kind of know what they're doing.
Yeah, so, well, I think
when they say it could go off.
I think most of it is just showing what the power of the retail investor can do. Because I don't think most of the, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think most of the people believe in the company. I think most people believe in the power that the people have. And that's, you know, putting it to the man. It's like, and it's a meme stock. So it's spread, the word is spreading. And every time a lot of these new investors get into the market, they're like, oh, let me invest in GameStop. A lot of people got rich off of this shit. You know, let me yep. put in money. And I think what the smart thing would be for GameStop to do is to split their stock. You know, do like a 3-to-1 split and make the price now is like over $100. and make it seem like it's cheaper and give that, you know, give that illusion that the stock is like really cheap. So more people will be like, oh shit.
Okay, here's the funny thing about that. Retail investors actually now own a fairly sizable chunk of GameStop. So the weird thing that we're looking at here, I don't even know what to do with this information, but I don't know if, I don't think it's 50%. I would be surprised if it were, you know, higher than 25%. Are these retail investors, and those are gamers. So we have this really weird circumstance now where gamers have invested their money to hold up the GameStop that they shop at. They now own part of it. And that's not only a revolutionary thing, but it's just weird. And it's very much like gamers to be like, fine, I'm going to fuck you. You're going to do something I don't like. I'm just going to buy part of your company. So I don't know that they could split the stock because, you know, they have to actually ask for permission and pass a vote by a certain amount. So,
I don't know. I don't know how, what the averages or the percentages on that pie of ownership is, but it would be really interesting. I have no clue. I mean, if retail investors have the power to inflate the price of the stock this much, then they obviously do have a lot of power.
Here's an interesting thing. How many, obviously it was a bunch of retail investors that did it. They did small amounts. Is there anybody who was part of that whole thing that actually has like a high amount, enough stock to be on the board?
Mark Cuban, I think, which is, he's kind of with those guys. I don't know that he's so much like a gamer. But no, there are people who own thousands and tens of thousands of shares. There are people of, you know, I don't know where the fuck they got the money, but have poured millions and millions of dollars in this. So I don't think that any one person is big enough to necessarily sit on the board. I think collectively they have enough power to move the needle.
Okay. The power is in your hands.
Dude, it's extremely weird. How often see do you what see that a company is? And be like getting fucked, and then people are like, you know what? Let's all just fucking buy part of this and make it go right.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that's the thing about a lot of this stuff. If people had that sort of thing, do you think that Toys R Us would have went bankrupt or a bunch of other places that have gone out of business? What if people came together to save the places that they actually like or love to go to, right?
Well, and that's kind of the thing that then actually drives a lot of retail investors, man. I'm glad you brought that up. Things like Toys R Us going out of business, these hedge funds made massive amounts of money off of these businesses shutting their doors and not even like liquidating their stock or owning part of it. They just bet on Wall Street so hard that this company was going to fail that they actually affected the numbers, forcing the company to fail and making a shitload of money. So they, you can almost essentially think of it like people took Toys R Us away from you because they wanted money. It could have been fine, but they decided to kill it just for the excuse of being right on the fucking bet. And now the retail investors have found this. Wall Street is pissed. Wall Street does not want these retail investors having.
Well, that's why they changed the rules now. So you can't. This probably can't happen again, unless the rules go back to the way they were, because the hyperinflation that happened with GameStop, they now have breaks that not only work on dips, but they work on escalation as well. So
That could backfire though, like especially with the meme crowd, because you get FOMO that kicks in. We're like, it's locked up, I can't buy anymore. As soon as that shit unlocks, it's gonna. I'm not saying it will, but I don't think that they've completely tied the hands of the retail investors. So we could still see some chaos.
Well, unless there's a service also that will allow them to buy and sell as they wish, because Robinhood turned out to be trash.
Yeah, but they were actually really good. Fidelity didn't give a shit what you do.
Yeah, I think it wasn't. It wasn't. Most of the brokerages didn't stop.
Yeah, big brokerages didn't stop them. But a lot of these guys use like Webull or Robinhood.
Robinhood.
I don't know if Webull did, but I know Robinhood
was like the fucking Pokemon of trading apps. Like it got a lot of people in. The problem is like none of us were taught this, and even to the people listening to this, like. You can invest if you haven't. I know roofers that have invested money. We weren't taught this in school, but it's an actually financially sound way to save. I know that you don't want to hear this on the podcast, but like, just think about it, man. Just like
how we were never taught how to do our fucking taxes. Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
And honestly, I've gotten to the point now where I'm put on my tinfoil hat, but I'm like, man, I feel like we weren't taught this for a reason. Like, people are very intentionally shut out. They don't want the average person having a say in the stock market,
or like how we were never taught how to handle weapon fragility in Zelda games.
Nobody was ready for that.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Shit,
I caught you, man.
Yo, Adam, did Hulk Hogan win?
He will on Saturday when he gets out there in front of the people and no one boos him. Then that's a win, right?
There you go.
Yeah, there's gonna be a live crowd and see how they react.
All right, moving on to the next story. Last story of the night, actually. Fun one. Talking about Kojima, baby. So now these are just rumors right now, but it's coming from, you know, big guys like Jeff Grubb and Tom Warren. So I'm not going to say it's credible, but at least it's not some wackos on YouTube, you know, or these other disreputable places. So basically, the rumor is that Kojima is in talks with Microsoft to possibly release a game exclusively on Xbox. Sounds crazy, but we're actually going to explain to you why it's actually not as far-fetched as it sounds. And Manny, I'll hand this over to you because you came up with a good theory as to how this could actually happen or why it would happen.
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, out of all the Japanese, creators, he is probably the most Western acceptable. That means that essentially he does better here in the United States than he does in actual Japan. So I could see that, you know, that fitting in the Xbox universe, you know, where it's like, okay, he's a very well game director. He's, you know, his games do very well in the Western world. So I think the one of the reasons why the other thing I also think about this is if you notice, there's a lot of people that are missing from PlayStation. A lot of those people were the people that managed to get him in the door. What was it? Who was the president of Sony Japan before?
Yoshida?
Yoshida was the white guy, British dude.
Oh, House? The German guy.
Andrew House. Yeah, Andrew House was the guy, one of the guys that got him in there. Same thing, you know, where's Mark Cerny? Don't know where he is. You know, there's a lot of people that are out of the picture right now. So the people that are, even Shuhei Yoshida is in the independent department. So if he were to come over to Sony now, you know, they probably wouldn't even hear him. Also, let's not fail to mention that Death Stranding, while it did very well, it didn't do amazing.
It didn't do the numbers they wanted.
And it didn't do the numbers they wanted. So my guess is that if this does happen, which is there is a decent possibility, Kojima has that media presence. And if he's talking over to Xbox, you know, or Microsoft to do something with them, it would definitely be a pump to their, you know, to their system, to whatever, to Game Pass or whatever, if he decides to go that direction. Even if he decides, okay, I'm making a new game, but I want to do it console exclusive for X amount of time. Even that works out for him, especially since he's got an independent studio.
So Kojima loves, like, American movies and movie stars and kind of a lot of
the, he's an Ameribu.
Yeah, kind of.
Yes.
It's,
or a Westernabu.
Yeah, it seems like Microsoft would be better able to service that, even if it's just, hey, I can get you a dinner with blank so and so. Like, he seems honestly like a fairly easy person to schmooze. And I would imagine that Microsoft can at least deliver some more of that. Even if they, you know, again, they use their
biggest exclusive
weapon. Yeah, yeah. Even if they just use money, they're like, fuck it, get Kojima a dinner with Tom Cruise, and then he's on board. I don't fucking care how you do it. Just do it. Somebody in the company knows something who knows somebody. They can make that shit happen. So I wonder if they've been kind of courting him.
Because
it's not about money. The dude has money. It's clear that's not what motivates him.
Yeah. smooshing with stars is, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I could definitely see that. And yeah, like Manny said, like he is bigger here than he is in Japan. I know people think that's weird. It's like, oh, he's Japanese, I'd be bigger. No, he's big here, you know, for obvious reasons. He's a very Western centric game, you know, like guy. And like you just said, okay, here's the thing about Kojima. He likes to work with the same people. If he knows you, he trusts you, he will keep working with you. All the people that he knew at Sony are gone, basically. What incentive does he have to stick around, right? But the partnerships, that, because he's had partnership with Microsoft before, he's talked with those guys are still there, same dudes, right? So I think it's an easy win, and I think it'll be good. I don't know if it won't move the needle in Japan, because some people are speculating that it won't. It's a Western thing, but it'll be pretty big regardless. I do want to bring up something Jose brought up in the comments. He said that he doesn't think Kojima will give up the Decima engine. Isn't Decima engine kind of open for everybody now? Or am I wrong about that?
It's an engine that works on PC. So theoretically, anybody can use it.
Yeah, so it's not owned by Sony, you know?
It is owned by Sony, but that doesn't mean somebody can't. Yeah, because that company is owned by Guerrilla, Sony. Guerrilla Games is Sony. It's a Sony company.
Yeah.
But possibly. That doesn't mean that you that he couldn't be licensing the engine from them.
Yeah, so there you go. Right? It's possible. Again, this is a rumor. Take it how you will, but I could see it happening. I'm going to say it's believable. I'm not going to say I see it happen. I'm going to say it's believable. I'm going to say that.
Yeah. So I mean, if it does happen, there is quite a bit of things that can make it happen. You know?
Yeah. Exactly. And we shall see, you know. All right, all right. I do want to do games we've been playing, but let's do this shit now, man.
Real quick, before that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Phantom Vash on Twitter. He's like, hey, maybe Kojima will do a horror game, because you know he's been wanting to do a horror game.
Could be.
And then
he can make the medium too.
And then I responded, I'm like, how about a horror game in space?
Oh. Don't get me started on that, man.
What, you mean like the new Terminator?
Oh, man.
So, officially, well, you know, it's funny that you see that comes out again, because that is one of the things that people have been quite a bit of people connected to Kojima said that he wants to do a new horror game. That goes to Junji Ito, who did a bunch of design work for Silent Hills. And that's also, you know, I think Shinkawa said something about it too. So there's something to a new horror game. So,
well, dude, think about it. If you had the Silent Hill thing, like if you were in Kojima's shoes and you had that opportunity taken away from you, at least me as a creative type person would bother the fuck out of me. It would be the mountain left unclimbed, be that thing that I kind of almost did but never actually fucking did. Yeah. It's almost inevitable that you're going to circle back to it. You can't retire without finishing that thing. It's just going to plague you forever.
Well, think about it Kojima was about to he was about to do a game of Norman Reedus and Guillermo del Toro. He go ahead and did it. So it's possible, you know. Go ahead, Adam.
What if he just has a bunch of ideas, just like writers and other producers say, hey, listen, I got these five ideas. Who's interested? And let's say Sony and others passed on certain ones, and then Phil was like, I'll take number three. And I'm like, sold. Let's do it. It could be something like that, you know?
So I suspect a lot of things from Silent Hill that were going to be in Silent Hills made their way into Death Stranding.
Yeah.
You know, where we're talking about, you know, dimensions and all kinds of other funky stuff like that. I think a lot of that, you know, did manage to make its way into Death Stranding, but that doesn't mean that more of that can be continued over into whatever funky horror game he decides to do in the future. But yeah, I mean, like any artist, you probably have like 10 or 20 different ideas that are not fully fleshed out inside of your folders, just waiting to be, you know, unleashed on the world, right?
Yeah, he's definitely got ideas cooking, so...
He did say that his last game did get what was it? It wasn't approved.
Interesting.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, so he said whatever game that he had you know, like something something he said he disappointed that it didn't get taken. So he did just have an idea rejected. So who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it's like Microsoft is just sweeping in and throwing money at everything. It's like, what makes sense?
Exclusive.
Again, I've always said biggest exclusive is money.
I just find it kind of hilarious that, like, you know, the narrative being like, oh, Microsoft doesn't have any games. That was like, Microsoft's like, all right, don't have any fucking games, I'll show you. Go in and buy this studio, and buy this studio, and buy this studio, and buy that studio that has all these fucking studios, and buy this studio, and then buy all these motherfuckers. Who's got games now, bitch?
Listen, all I'm going to say is this is the reason why you're seeing a lot of ponies out there being very upset, because the narrative has always been Xbox has no games. Xbox has games now. They don't like that. They don't like that, bruh. They got MLB. Anyway, let's get into it. People have been waiting all night for this, man. Adam, you weren't here for this, man.
What we got? Cookies?
Square Enix, they sent me a care package for Outriders. One of the things that came with it is hot sauce. Thermal hot sauce.
Oh.
And this is Danny Pena's fault. He did this on air, and he got fucked up, and he put a challenge to everybody that got it. It's like, yo, if you got the sauce, eat it on air, you know, with something.
No, don't do it. Don't.
So I'm going to do it.
What's the challenge? Is it a spoonful? Is it a little, just a little dab? Or
all right, so this is a piece of rib, right? I'm going to pour it on top of this and eat the thing. By the way, again, Danny saved me because I was about to take a glass of this, but he was like, don't fucking do that.
So now, are you going to swallow it or chew it? Because that's the key. If you're going to put it on something, then you got to chew it.
Yeah, I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat it, man.
Tony.
What's up?
Yo, Tony, before you do that, Brooklyn Bear gave me an idea. What's up? Go to my screen real quick.
Okay, hold on. The Bebop-Oru? Yeah. Yeah. You take that shit afterwards, right?
Do you got milk? You got like a glass?
No, I don't have milk in the house, man. I don't fucking drink milk. I got beer. I got beer. I'm good.
All right.
So we're gonna do this. So apparently, because I've seen a lot of people already do this, it doesn't hit until a little bit later, you know?
This is delayed.
But if shit gets crazy, I will run out of this room, and Manny, you host the rest of the show until I get, because I do have like bread, so I'll eat that. Manny, you were here that one time where we ate those Guatemalan peppers and shit like 25 years ago. Ooh, all right.
Guadalupe.
I was not going to touch that shit. I mean, you see, hot shit doesn't bug me that much. But
I want to show how much. So this is how much hot sauce I'm putting on. All right, I'm not going that fucking crazy. All right, first bite. Oh man, I'm getting nervous right now, bro.
That's you, man. All
right, this is fucking. Oh, it's already brutal.
Oh, dude.
Yo.
Oh shit. Oh,
make sure to chew.
End up like that news reporter that started coughing up a lung on TV.
God damn, is that hard?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I'm not.
For those of you who can't see, Tony is questioning every decision he's ever made in his life.
I can't even talk.
Oh,
like Carolina Reapers and all that. Go fuck that. I don't think.
Jesus.
I want to try it, man. Pickups?
Woo. Whoa.
Gotta be careful, man. Gotta be careful. Just breathe.
Danny, I hate you, bro.
Oh, dude. Yo, man. They did a good strategy with this. They gave it to a whole bunch of people from the Caribbean and the Islanders. They didn't give it to Mexicans. They would have been like, what the hell is this? Tastes like it's all sweet.
Oh, man. Tony's still feeling it.
Ugh. I just don't want to throw up on air. Fuck.
Oh man, it's that bad.
Ooh.
Oh god.
Well, get off camera and go throw up.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Oh. All right,
we saw you take it. I mean, what more do you people want?
If you want me to do the outro, I can do the outro.
Damn, brutal as fuck. God damn, I can't even talk. Got the hiccups. Yo, you know the shit is real. I'm fucking shake it and shit.
Yeah,
oh, man. What?
Jesus.
Yo, send that to Carlos.
Yes, yeah, send it to me. I'll taste it.
What the fuck, Square Enix? Why are you sending people this fucking nuclear drink?
Uh-oh.
I find it funny, like, the care packages are clearly adult. They're like, here's some atomic hot sauce and beer. All right.
Bro, you see my
getting to know your audience a little bit. Shit.
So normally those things have, like, a Scoville rating. Does that one have any?
What the fuck is that?
It's like sort of...
It's how hot is it?
How much it
the Scoville rating is how hot it is.
The other ones.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, to make it like, good on you, Tony. Yeah, shout out to Tony, man. Took one for the team.
Damn, they give you a whole bottle of it? I thought it was like a packet or something.
No, man, it's a bottle.
That's nuts.
Great tasting hot sauce with a serious kick. Avoid any and all contact with skin and body parts. My tongue's a fucking body part.
Oh, shit.
Keep away from children. 120,000 Scoville units.
Oh, damn.
I don't know if that's a lot.
Scoville.
Oh, man. Max Scoville units? What?
Damn, he moved up.
Yeah, I don't understand why they needed to send like that level of hot sauce to people.
So that 120,000 is
right now, bro. It's red as fuck.
120,000 is like a habanero pepper, which isn't too bad.
I don't know if you guys see this shit.
It's still pretty hot.
It says 120.
Nah, it's hard to see. I can't really see it.
Oh, yeah, I see 120,000.
Yeah, bro, it looks like a Sega CD right now.
Damn, bro. All right, what games have we been playing? I need to recover. Adam, you go first. There you go, people.
Who goes first?
Republic Commando on the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing a review on it. The good, it's Republic Commando. From what we remember. The bad, it's Republic Commando. From what we
Nothing that. Different?
Yeah, man. Like, that's the shit. Like, I mean, damn. I really wish I had my original Xbox just to compare. Because I'm like, this shit... They didn't really do much. It looks like a direct port besides changing up the buttons and stuff. I was like, damn, you would think they would do a little more to it. So I want to just keep going. And I was like, you know, it wasn't a long game, so I would like to see if I could finish it up before I do anything. But yeah, from what I've seen, from what I played, I'm like, they didn't really change anything. And it wasn't just, it's not from EA. There's another studio behind it that did this port. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting story because... It's so long ago that the current generation of players never experienced it because it's not one of those games that was ever ported over through backward compatibility or anything. So to a lot of people into the Star Wars, this is going to be brand new for them. And so they're either going to like the fact that it's something new and first-person Halo-ish with the visor and all that, or they're going to hate it because it looks fucking old. You know, and it feels old. But I've come from... Just like with Chris, I mean, we loved it. We played it. We loved it. So we're going to have that nostalgia for it and enjoy it. But at the same time, you're like, damn, we really wish. Like, I was really hoping they were going to give it a remaster treatment or spoof it up or add some little things. You don't have to change it all. No, that didn't happen. So, yeah. So that's what I've been playing. And the last part, the Tony Hawk. I got my save loaded up.
Oh,
on the PS5. Yeah, and I turned off all the fucking HDR. All my games look better now. And I have HDR 10. My TV's HDR 10. Everything. I don't know what it is. I guess all the flashing and then the ultra white, ultra darkness, and then making the sliders. I suck at all the sliders. I've had to watch videos of people like, oh, put these sliders here to make, fuck that. Turn it off. HDR off. Now all my shit just moo cow fuck milk. Love it.
Great. So, by the way, I'm okay right now. My main thing was like the fucking hiccups. I'm glad I'm talks a lot. I was able to do my breathing and shit. I'm good right now.
Your voice dropped an octave.
Am I talking lower right now, bro?
There you go, man.
This shit is still pulsing in my fucking tongue, bro. Yo, okay, this is what I want to say. Yo, Square Enix, you guys are fucking sadistic bastards, man. You sending this shit to people, bro? You know, I'm feeling it in my fucking eyes right now, man. Like, oh my eyes, like, you know? Damn. Manny, what you been playing?
Actually, not much. I'm sort of in the you know, just still playing Rhyme from time to time. Mostly just been working on things. That's about it.
Yeah, Carlos.
I've only been playing Monster Hunter. I think we played last weekend, I think.
Yeah, we got the bullshit lands, whatever the fuck, the guiding lands.
Yeah, that's right. We got to that. We have no clue what the hell we're supposed to do, except, you know, we just kill shit, which I'm guessing that's all we have to do. But yeah, I guess I think we're gonna keep playing that game until Brian's caught up. He's almost with us.
Almost there, man.
Yeah, so fun stuff, man.
Yo, by the way, I want to give myself a shout out. No water, no milk, nothing, bro. I'm just drinking beer.
Yeah, beer though.
Beer makes it worse because it stings, you know?
They threw in the beer as well?
Oh, yes. Adam, check this out.
What's the beer?
There we go. Voodoo Ranger. It's an IPA. It's good. That's right. You weren't here for that. So, Adam, they sent me that. They also sent me this Xbox controller, Series X controller, right? Bunch of coasters for these. Really good stuff. And a pen. And I gave away a code for Xbox Game Pass for 14 days. A lot of good stuff, man. All right. Who else is... I guess I'll go next. My nose is all stuffed up right now. Outriders. I'm playing Outriders. And like I said before, my review will be up next week. But at the moment, don't get me wrong, the game's cool and all, but very generic, right? Gears of War meets Destiny. And I tweet about it. I'm like, I am so tired of fucking looters, man. The carrot on the stick shit. So tired of it. But at least this game, even though it's not that gripping, at least it's trying to tell me a story. So at least there's that. But at the same time, looking at this, you know, just visually, I'm like, is this 2007, man? Is everything's fucking brown, you know? Like, where's the colors at? You know? But, you know, here's the thing. I did fight some monsters, so that made me a little bit happier, you know? Because before I was just fighting, like, regular human dudes. You see my fucking eyes, right? But yeah, so when I fought a big kaiju, I'm like, all right, this is cool, you know. But that's all I've been playing. I played Monster Hunter, like, you know, what the fella said. We're in the Guiding Lands. We're like, I don't know what's going on right now. And shout out to that. No. Reverse shout out to that one dude who kept jumping into our game, not doing nothing.
He just jumped in at the very end.
He jumped every time. Yeah, every time. Like that, when we're about to kill a monster, then he jumps in.
You're like, was that to get the XP?
Yeah, no, not even XP, man. Just does to get the loot, you know. Yeah.
No, but see, well, so that's it. Then that's the game's fault, because remember, in Division and stuff, you have to be part of the group for them to see that loop.
Here's the thing. That's how it works. If you come into the match too late, you don't get loot. But yeah, this is called like an expedition. You can consider it the open world part. Then you'll get the loot regardless, you know, because we don't normally do that. But yeah. By the way, they started throwing tutorials at us. I'm like, well, what the fuck, bro? The tutorial's like 300 hours in, you know. all right, so that's what I've been playing. So what about you, Brett?
I've been working a lot lately, so I haven't had much time to play, but I've been playing a little bit of Fallout 76. Yeah, that's been about it last week or so.
All right. Brian.
So as these guys have mentioned, I've been on that Monster Hunters loop. You know, it's just in my veins right now. So yeah, what was it? I managed to complete the baseline storyline, which was quite fun. Beat the giant blue thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
is a fun battle. Like, I've noticed that there's a general trend in that the larger the monster is, then the slower they move, which I guess technically makes sense, but
Wait till Iceborne.
He is on Iceborne. He's on Iceborne now. He just started.
Yeah, I'm on Iceborne now.
You just started. Yeah, no, some of them move unbelievably fast in Iceborne. It's a bit startling when you're coming from base game.
Faster than Odigaron?
No, but like Odigaron's speed with like three times the size. I had the same thing as you. I was like, okay, generally, you know, the size. Like the Tigrex is the one that I was like, what the fuck? You can't. It moves too fast for being that size.
Okay, cool. I will watch out for that one. So yeah, did all that stuff, did some mild grinding just to get a feel of all the stuff, get some gems. I got some gems really quite fast, so I'm quite happy at that. Yeah, then started as Iceborne, not really too far in, done like two quests, and then decided just to dig around for a bit, try out some new gear, try out some new weapons. So currently I'm a bow main, because bows are just fancy as fuck, and that Dragon Piercer is just too damn good. It always makes me laugh. But I'm trying out the light bow gun because I've heard that you can get like some really broken builds with that.
Hmm.
I think I'm just going to put the longsword down. It's just, I don't know, I just fell out of love with it. It's weird. So yeah, put that down. I'm trying the insect glaive as well, trying to see how that works and how the combos can feel.
Oh, that's my jam.
So yeah, there's nothing better than like using it to destroy a Betelgeuse. You know, it's like,
guys here, our boy right there, man.
You know, after so many times he comes in from the sky and wrecks my shit, now it's time for me to do the same thing to him. Fly around and wreck his shit. See how he likes it. So yeah, I'm loving it. Great game. I actually did think about going for the platinum, but then I seen I seen the ones where you need to get like all the small crowns and large crowns.
That's what fucked me up, bro.
I thought that you could just get like certain missions, have like a boosted chance where it's like, okay, it's highly, highly probable. But no, everyone's just saying that, yeah, it's RNG. So I'm like, like I heard that some people have been trying for like 500 hours and still nothing. So I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm good.
All right. Oh, by the way, I learned another lesson. Remember I was telling you how that the IPA, the beer, was making me like tipsy and drunk? I learned that hot sauce will stop making you drunk. I'm completely sober now.
Holy shit.
That shit, man. Cured! Burned everything.
We have found a cure.
And Chris, what you been playing, man?
Other than Monster Hunter with you guys and a little bit with some randos, I went back and was playing Dark Souls 3 because this generation is so great, I'm going backwards. Oh.
That's it, man. That lets you know right there. Not a lot going on. Hot sauce also clears the sign. Oh, yes, it did. I'm not stuffed up anymore, man.
Oh, yes.
But the only thing is I'm choking on my own like snot right now, you know? Shit, this shit was fucking crazy, man. But I hope everybody enjoyed my suffering. I suffer for my art, man. That's what I do around here. I didn't get into hysterics like some other people did, though, you know.
A lot of people do it for the theatrics, you know. Yeah, and then people go viral spreading around, look how silly this guy was acting.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. So yeah, I'll make a clip of that, toss it up on Twitter and YouTube. It'll be fun, man. Good times.
Oh, but Tony, you're like me. You don't like hot.
Yeah, I know. That's why it hit me even worse, you know? My fucking lips are still burning.
Yo, by the way, Fergus Mills. Shout out to Fergus Mills. He said on the chat, he said, PlayStation giving away 3 months of Funimation for free. Great time to watch anime and like of next-gen games. There's your opportunity, man, to watch.
Wait, how did you get it? Was it to just sign up or something?
Oh yeah, Fergus, how do you do that?
Yeah, Fergus, how do you? Because I gotta catch up on Attack on Titan.
Usually, the way they work is that you sign up and you have to put a payment option, and then you have to make sure to remember to cancel, or else they just auto pay.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
They charge you. That's how they all get you.
Hey, listen. Also, that Crunchyroll, their Crunchyroll purchase is halted.
Yep, because of antitrust.
It's the DOJ is investigating if it's antitrust.
Oh shit!
Damn, that's wild.
Well, because they would own all the streaming of anime out of Japan.
Yeah, that's
Sony
right.
Sony literally has bought everything. In other countries, too, they own multiple streaming services, not just here. So if they brought Crunchyroll, they would have a monopoly, straight up monopoly on anime content coming out of Japan.
That's crazy.
Japan. Man, I want to go back, man. Fuck.
The Rona, bro.
Fuck the Rona, man.
Yeah, at least they wear masks in Japan, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so he said, sign up via the PS app. Oh shit! I didn't even know you could do that.
Oh, I didn't know you could. Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Funimation app on the console. He says,
all right. Oh, okay. Interesting. Get
that
Thank
vaccine.
You.
Oh, yeah, I got Carlos got his shit. You know.
I got it.
Bing.
I'm not gonna say I'm good. That's all I'll say. But I'm good. You know. That's gonna do it for us, people. All right. Does anybody have anything to plug? Manny, I'm looking at you.
Well, I mean, it's the usual stuff, you know. Excellence is real. We got Dark Knights that now are fine. It's coming. It's coming. I keep saying it's coming. But yes, next week, Dark Knights, Dark Knights, Death Metal, Darkest Night. I'm sorry, I don't make these names up. This is comics, you know. The Darkest Night of the Death, Darkest Night of Night. Oh, anyway, there's that. There's also Excellence that's coming. We're working on that right now. We have our big Kickstarter that we did, which was funded, which we, you know, thank you very much if you did. Did go pick it up. And yeah, I got a lot of other things coming, so stay tuned for that. Throwdown Draws is happening this weekend.
Oh, shit.
I'm giving you a definite on that one.
Nice, nice. You're not going to be like all these developers giving us dates and then delaying your stream.
It's delayed.
No, I'm saying it's a definite. See, usually I give you a maybe. I'm like, hey, I'll see if I can, then I'll keep you posted. No, it's happening Sunday.
Oh, shit. Let's go. All right. I'm going to wait a little bit. He stopped drinking. All right, Adam, what you got? He was sipping. I was like, well, yeah. Wait.
Yes. We got another episode of I'm Negan for Fear the Walking Dead. That just returned. Got another episode of that. If you ever want to, yeah. But it's called The Door. It's really cool, really sad. Myself and Richard Bailey Jr.
Oh, yes.
It was good. It was a very good episode. We were trying to get Carlos all caught up. In fact, Carlos, you don't even need to be caught up because I don't even want to spoil it here, but don't worry about it. It's all new people.
Yo, so. They got dead motherfuckers in that show,
man. Exactly, but you would have fun with this one. This was really fun. I liked the outcome, and what else? Got some other stuff. Like I mentioned, I should have that review hopefully by this weekend for Republic Commando on the Switch. And what Carlos said, Hulk Hogan this weekend. Get ready. That's Hulk happening. Hogan. WrestleMania
What the funny thing? I was just joking. I had no clue. I just did a random wrestling
name. That was a very good guess. Very good guess. Because it's been a while. You know, he had the scandals with the racist tapes and all the other stuff. And WrestleMania is going to be in front of a live crowd. They said it was like, 24,000 per night? Right? Because they split up into two because of all the situations going on with spacing and all that stuff. And he is the host, him and Titus O'Neil. So, yeah, we'll get to see Hulk Hogan in front of a crowd. I think no one's going to boo him. This is Hulk Hogan. And the Terry Bollea might be a prick and a racist, but Hulk Hogan, he tells me to take my vitamins, take my prayers, and work out.
I totally don't use steroids, brother.
Nothing wrong with steroids. That's
work out. Work out and stay away from black people, brother.
Oh yeah, see that? You that's why they did this, because the co-host is black, Titus O'Neil. And it's funny because Titus O'Neil's been tweeting all this stuff about, you know, oh yeah, I'm hosting. Doesn't mention anything about Hogan. He doesn't share any of the images, the promo material showing them side by side with it. Yeah. Nope. Doesn't share it. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. I mean, they got to be professional about it, but yeah, I see what they're going for. We all see what they're trying to do.
You're going to kick them upside the head.
Yeah. And what else? I think that's it. And then, you know, Sunday, throw down your questions.
You already know, man.
That's it.
All right. So yes, I
will. Last minute. I just forgot because I got big shout out to, I don't know if they're coming from here or anywhere. It doesn't matter. But yeah, thanks again for everybody subbing to I Am Negan on Spotify and iTunes. But for some reason, Spotify it's just been going up. So thanks again for all of the support. It's always cool.
That's what's up, man. Spotify is big on with podcasts, so that's good. You know.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I just checked now and got two more people. I was like, all right, that's cool. People just, you know. Like Walking Dead.
There you go. All right, so I will be making my glorious return to the Falcon and Winter Soldier spoiler cast that I do with Dana Abercrombie and Richard Bailey Jr. And I heard from the grapevine that Chris Seeley may be joining us on this episode. So
what?
Talk about comic books.
Comic books. So that should be pretty cool. And making an announcement tonight, live for the world, even though it's halfway through the season right now, we will be starting.
Telemundo.
We are. Me and Carlos will be on Telemundo.
Spoilers. You know?
Starting Saturday, me, Dana, Carlos, and I don't know if Rich is going to be there. But we're going to be doing a spoiler cast for Invincible, bro. You motherfuckers don't know, man. Ooh, hold on, fuck! I just got some spit on my mouth, and now I'm fucking hot again. Fuck. Invincible is one of my favorite fucking comics. I've been reading them forever. So I am loving seeing people's reactions because, like, I know all the shit that's coming, right? So you're seeing people freaking out. I'm like, yeah, man. You're feeling the same way I did, like, fucking 25 years ago, whenever the fuck the comic came out, 20 years ago. So Carlos and I and Dana will be doing that from episode 5 up until the end, and we'll give you guys a recap and everything, but Can't wait. So good stuff coming from all of us, man. We don't just play video games around here, man. We do other shit too, you know. All right,
you know who it is.
You know who it is. Zumbanga.
My good God.
All right, people, we're out of here, man. I got to go. You know, rethink my life. You know, yo, this shit. Yo, this shit right here. This shit right here. I should send this to a fucking listener or something.
Oh no, send it to me.
Oh, you want it? Okay, Carlos.
I'll taste it during the show.
You listen, you know. Yeah, I'll do your 100. So that's a lot, right? 120 Kelvin or where the fuck is Scoville? Isn't that the guy from IGN? What the fuck?
No, Max Scoville. Yeah,
no, man, it's 120 Max Scovilles.
Fucking white. I can't get this shit right on camera. But you guys see it, right?
20, yeah, 120,000. That's like around an habanero pepper.
Yeah,
it's around that.
Jalapeno. Remember that shit, Manny from Gargoyles?
Yeah. Jalapeno. Oh, man, the figure comes with the jalapeno, by the way.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Jalapeno. All right, we're out of here, man. So follow us on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube and join the Discord, where Mob Hits will always supply you with the craziest rumors you will ever hear. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show, and you can visit throwdownshow.com. to listen to past episodes. And if you're on YouTube right now watching us and you enjoyed this episode, seeing our crazy hijinks, make sure to like, subscribe, and hit that little bell. Ding, 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 ding. All right. And links, all that stuff down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Yo, man, shout out to Attack on Titan. Final chapter came out today.
Yay. Yeah. Adam Vale.
Have a good weekend, everybody. WrestleMania, two nights, Saturday and Sunday. Watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Right, fucking peak. I can't rewind, yo. You can't rewind and pause. How in this day and age, that should be a given for everything streaming.
You know,
I mean, what do you expect from a service that's called Peacock, man?
You know, all right, let me finish the outro, man. Brett Murdoch.
It has been real, people.
And Brian Majoma.
If you don't think space is scary, then you don't know space.
This is true. This is true.
All right, turn off the light in the bedroom.
Real quick, shout out to DMX, man. He's still hanging in there. Some fucking site said he was dead. He's not dead yet, guys. Chill out.
He didn't die.
You know, he didn't die. He's hanging in there, you know.
It was on a TV, fresh off the boat. He was on a TV.
No, Adam, you, Adam, you're out of the loop, man.
You don't know what's happening. DMX OD'd the other day, bro.
And oh.
It's looking bad. But he's not dead, people. He's all right. But, you know, think about DMX, man. You know, X gonna give it to you. He gave us that, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
people. What?
What? Yeah. Shout out to DMX, man. All right, people. We'll see you on Sunday. Later.
Peace. Later.